KMUN, Astoria, KTCB, Tillamook, coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world, especially in Boutelier's Point, with lots of love and a song coming up, too. It is the very end of May 2016, May 29th. Hard to believe, actually. It's time for Arts Live and Local. Thanks for being here, folks. A very full show with lots of variety, which is kind of fun. I'm going to start right off. I was listening to Michael McCusker, whom you can hear on podcast, for his Story Told Thursday mornings. You can hear that right on our web. And he reminded us that the Vietnam War, I guess you'd call it a soft ending because it never ended for some people, but it officially ended April 30th, 1975. And so this goes out to all of those who were affected by that war. We just lost two relatively local people in the arts, both of them named Rick, who were Vietnam vets, and Rick Brana and Rick Bartow, and also to all of those who learned the lesson and with hopes that everybody else will learn the lesson. Thanks for being here, folks.
Day and night, the people stand before the polished wall.
Memorial by Jeannie Stahl, right here on Coast Community Radio. So there are so many things we can be dedicating the show to, in addition to the end of the Vietnam War. And today's Arbor Day. I hope to have a song for that. And it's also, let's see, in 2 days is May Day. So there's hopefully you'll be hearing lots of music. And of course, next week we have Cinco de Mayo, and Margarita has a fabulous show planned for you for Thursday night. And she's going to come in and help me out with my Tuesday folk show so we can give you a taste of someone who really knows about Mexican music and the holidays and the history. And then there is to be a big Cinco de Mayo fiesta right here in Astoria on the 7th, a couple of days after. So that's the way it is around here. There's just so much going on, and everything gets cycled and recycled, and I bet you know where I'm going with this. I have a couple of guests here in the studio with me to talk about a very exciting new development for the AVA, the Astoria Visual Arts. Darren Orange is here. Hi, Darren.
Hello.
And then from Recology Western Oregon comes another Orange person, Fred Stemler. Hi, Fred.
Hi. Thanks for having me. Happy Friday.
Fred, is this your first time on KMUN?
This is my first time on KMUN.
Have you been on radio before?
I have before.
Okay. So you are a KMUN virgin, but not a radio virgin. Congratulations.
I'll take your word okay. for it. Yes, thank you for having me.
You bet. Well, a lot of people don't even know what the word recology means.
Sure.
So why don't you start out by giving us a quickie on that?
Yeah, sure. So Recology is an employee-owned company. We operate the transfer station here in Astoria, and we also do all of the collection of the recycling of the waste that the community disposes of. We work with compost as well.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Black compost buckets?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, okay. So if you were looking to do home composting, we mm-hmm. have home composters available. We also have yard debris drop-off that we collect and keep it out of the waste stream at Astoria Transfer Station.
Is it only for Astoria, the city of Astoria? Not the county.
There are other communities that essentially have alternate drop-offs, but if people bring in green waste, essentially, the Astoria Transfer Station has an alternate solution besides throwing it out there. So it isn't exclusive to the residents of Astoria to utilize that diversion program.
Where are you located?
We have two offices here on the coast. So we are next to the airport in Warrenton.
Okay.
And then we are also at the transfer station below the column.
Williamsport Road. Dump Road, right. I thought they were building a big complex out there, isn't that?
We're neighbors. So there's a, are you referring to the sports complex?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, so the high school has built with the partnership with the city and the hospital as well. They've built a new sports facility out there, and they're neighbors of ours now.
Okay, because I've gone to the dump many times with stuff.
Sure.
And then now I drive by and it's all these fancy things, and I assume that the dump was gone, but it's not. You're still, you don't call it the dump. I noticed that.
No, I don't.
It's a nice thing. No. Okay. What do you call it?
A transfer station.
A transfer station. Oh, I like those.
Well, a dump to me implies that it's going to stay there in perpetuity, whereas a transfer station, it can only stay there for a fixed amount of time, very short time period.
Okay.
And then it makes its way to an ultimate destination.
So we're really getting to the art, but I have never explored this, so I need to find out, too. What do you do with compost?
No, I think it's really relevant to talk about the existing conditions of a transfer station, and I'll get back to the compost essentially goes through active composting. So it's either anaerobic digestion is one process you can do, windrow composting, it goes through others. There's several
on
different
site?
Ways. No.
So
that moves out to a property that's sited for that sort of processing.
Okay.
So there's many alternate purposes besides just burying it and letting it decompose.
Okay.
We generally route green compost, green waste essentially, so that it is composted and then it can be added back to the land.
So that would include branches and leaves as
Well, like one easy way to remember it is if you can grow it, you can throw it. Anything that's coming out of your yard, anything that's off of branches, limbs.
Okay.
A lot of people sometimes mistakenly think that, say if I'm making a soup, a vegetable stock or something along those lines, minestrone, everything that you're chopping up, essentially the ends of your carrots, the part of the onion you don't need, that also can go in there. So if it can actually grow in your garden, in your backyard.
Okay.
So what we don't want to include into that is essentially, you know, like soiled containers that the food comes in. Those are contaminants. So.
Right. Okay. So now, we're going to come back to more of that. We're going to have to, because why would Darren Orange be here from Astoria Visual Arts when we're talking about the transfer station? And Darren, why don't you tell us how you're weaving your way, what part of this transfer you and AVA is going to happen in?
Well, using mixed media.
Mixed media.
Okay. Mixed media has always been on my radar, and after and AVA is the longest arts nonprofit group organization on the North Coast, and we've got this project kind of came together with Fred and I sitting back with a cold one and talking about a potential partnership, and. Over the last several months, it's manifested, and I'm really excited about the potential and how it's going to create more opportunities for artists in our area.
And take care of a lot of what otherwise would be considered useless waste.
Right.
I'm very excited about it because for years now, I was just talking to Fred and Darren about this. I've been playing with the people who work at Cardam Recycling in Manzanita, and they have their trash. That's why I use the words trash and dump, because they're good. They're doing their trash art show coming up soon, and next week, tune in and you'll be able to hear about that. So I am very excited that this is happening here now in the northern part. How long has Recology Western Oregon been taken over this job?
So Recology Western Oregon's been in the area. We came in 2010,
okay,
and took over a previous business called Western Oregon Waste. Wow.
Ah.
So essentially it was a very smooth transition. All of the same employees, all of the same equipment,
gotcha,
very similar process. Prior owners just exited, and essentially the ownership transitioned from a couple of owners to all of us. So everybody became part of what's called an ESOP, an employee stock ownership plan. And so everybody became owners, essentially distributed from. There are no employees who are not.
Fantastic. So now I understand why I was so confused, because wow, I saw wow everywhere.
Wow, right.
And now suddenly it's Recology, and I'm going, what happened? Because I don't live in Astoria. I lived out in East County, where we don't have any kind of services of this sort.
Yes.
So, that's excellent. So it's, you guys are doing good stuff all the way around, having a worker-owned company.
Yeah.
And now, who thought of it? Was it
Recology's,
us, because Recology.
I have material. Darren has talent. So it's a good partnership in this kind of sense, right?
And you were drinking when you discovered this. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, creativity comes at
absolutely
random times.
Absolutely.
So, I was at Fort George one night, mm-hmm, and I was having dinner, and I talked to a woman there by the name of Meeker, and I noticed that they have chalk art up on the wall, and it's very simple. It's effective art. It's beautiful art. It kind of captured. I remember there was a beautiful octopus, and it kind of felt like Astoria.
Uh-huh.
You know, this is where land meets ocean, and kind of this
river
dark
it was
fantastic. I said, who's doing all this artwork?
Right.
And the Dark Arts Festival had just passed through, and there was a lot of metal art around. And I have been noticing for years now, through our other artists in residence program, people really speaking through a medium that I can't access myself, but certainly appreciate. And I asked Meeker, who here could potentially dig into a collaboration, a partnership where we can furnish some materials that some folks throw away as trash and an artist might find as treasure. And long story short, that's how Darren and I
so
and
did Darren ADA just happen to come walking along at that point, or did you have to search him out?
There was a woman named Gab sitting next to me.
Of course, we know.
And
good.
And okay. Gab was the next step between Darren and I getting connected.
I love it. I love it. I love living in this small town where all you have to do is mention one name and we know exactly who you're talking
it's
about.
It's incredible.
You bet.
You know, how fast connections can lead you
to
a project like this.
And how exciting. Well, this is all part of the creative process. The fact that people have made these connections so that you ask a question and this one passes you over to that one and the next thing you know, boom, tell us what is going to be going on and how AVA is going to utilize this, Darren.
Well, in this partnership, we will have two artists on site, both at the Transfer Center and also at the shop. The shop will provide space out of the elements to do creative work, and the two artists will have access to the Transfer Center to collect items to assemble work. I think we're asking for a relatively high percentage of goods found at the Transfer Center to be used in the art. So
you mean you're gonna, Fred, are you gonna let an artist loose in your what do you call the material? Transfer material?
Transfer station.
The station.
Yes, for sure. So everything that passes through there, there's a variety of different materials. So you could have scrap metal, you can have construction and demolition
material. Are you going to let
them Yes, so safety is a priority, right?
Of course,
The worst thing that could happen is somebody gets hurt in this creation process. But Recology's been doing this for decades.
Places.
Oh, absolutely.
That was
something I was going to share. Is if you look up the Art at the Dump, you go to Recology San Francisco.
See, they use the word dump.
Dump's the word, right?
See, it's a good word.
So if you look up Art at the Dump, RecologySF.com, you can Google those words. I'm sure you'd get a hit there.
We don't Google anymore. We research engine.
Yes. Okay, however you want to find it. You'll find essentially a long
history of
these programs and
with
and
lots
also
of photographs,
beautiful
wonderful.
Pieces that have come out of
Absolutely.
This that really speak to the value of this material that would have otherwise just been buried and discarded.
So the folks who are here on the coast, have some of you actually worked in other Recology businesses in San Francisco, et cetera?
So I came from the San Francisco market. I started actually in the accounting department with the at our corporate office and then moved into an office, a trailer actually, adjacent to the Artists in Residence program. So
nice.
For somebody who works with numbers, it's actually quite a release and a privilege to be able to walk out of my office and go and see this creativity taking place.
Nice.
So that's where my first appreciation really started with it. And there's a wonderful woman named Deborah Monk who is from the San Francisco program and has built this into an international program.
Really?
Who has been holding our hands through this entire process.
Excellent. Well, this is fantastic. So now, I'm just kind of a little bit blown away because it feels like an idea whose time has been around for a while, and boom, it's finally happening because, as I say, Cardam's been doing it for 18 years right down the road. So this is, the time was right, and it's happening. So now, Darren, if someone is interested in becoming one of the artists in residence, the Recology artist in residence, or you're calling it... what are you calling it? Coastal Oregon Artist Residency, is that it?
Right, yes.
Okay, so what do they need to do? How do they get in touch, or who do they apply to?
To AstoriaVisualArts.org.
Okay.
I believe that there's a link and an application on the website.
Okay. And if they have any questions, is there someone, a human being, they can actually call and talk to?
There is a phone number, and you can also email... directly to that website.
Great.
Any person could also call Recology Western Oregon. They could ask for me. Fred Stemler is the name, if you missed it at the beginning.
Right.
Ask for Fred. Or just inquire about the Artist in Residency program, right. And we will, if we can't get to you immediately, we'll absolutely get back to you. If you come into any of the offices, we could print out an application. Great. June 5th, I believe, is the submission deadline.
That sounds right.
Okay.
And yeah, and it's four counties, so it's...
oh, yeah, I noticed that. That's neat.
It's not just Astoria local.
It's Clatsop, Tillamook, Pacific, and Wekiakum on the Washington side.
Yeah.
That's terrific.
And we're not really asking that the artists have prior history in working in this medium, but could rather challenge themselves in their work working in this medium.
Should they be working artists already, though?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Part of the submission process is that we'll need people to provide a portfolio of established work somewhere either directly in or around the medium, because there needs to be some quality control that comes through.
Sure.
Right.
There really are so many opportunities within this wide variety of, I mean, there's studio space, there's stipends, there's material, endless material.
It's huge, and you can get in on it. And did you say you're going to have two artists in residence right off the bang? And you'll be starting in early July, and it's for 3 months. So if you're an artist and you're going to be here and this sounds good to you, get on it. June sounds like it's far away, but actually it's not, and time flies. Well, I'm very pleased with all of this. Thank you so much for coming in. Fred Stemler from Recology Western Oregon, employee-owned, and we all got an education on that, as well as Astoria Visual Arts, yet another project coming out of Astoria Visual Arts. Again, the website is...
AstoriaVisualArts.org.
That couldn't be simpler. And Recology's...
RecologyWesternOregon.com.
Oh, my Lord. See how simple it is, folks. The arts are accessible. Thank you so much for coming in, Fred and Darren.
Thank you, Carmen.
Okay.
Thank you.
And got some music for you from a group that is... going to be tomorrow night at the Columbia Pacific Heritage Museum. The group is Sin Fronteras, which means without borders, and it's pretty exciting music. The piece I've chosen is from Violeta Parra. Have a listen. Stay tuned to your Coast Community Radio. Thanks for being here, folks.
Concha dice en el mar, yo mantengo una riqueza, una prenda de belleza, por un brillo natural. Yo valgo más que el coral, que el diamante, que el rubí, yo no me cambio por ti. Pues yo valgo donde quiera, en regiones extranjeras también me aprecian a mí. Dicen que hubo, no hubo nada, me voy pa' el yo de madrugada. De madrugada me voy para el Yopo porque el guayabo me vuelve loco. Usted la manda a poner, que si la pone la paga, si no la pone también, que si la pone la paga, si no la pone también. Pata cabra se queja y también el caracol. A nosotros no hay dolores, solo dice la almeja. También la papa, la reina, cuenta su historia pasada. ¡Qué vida más desgraciada! Echarnos Dios en el mundo, en estos mares profundos donde no valemos nada. Dicen que hubo, no hubo nada, me voy para el Yopo de madrugada. En madrugada me voy pa' el Yopo porque el guayabo me vuelve loco. Usted,
Mis tres hermanos queridos se los llevó la corriente. Dice el niño tristemente, qué caso tan colorido. Marchemos todos unidos.
From Sin Fronteras, and we're listening to Décimas Venezolanas from Violeta Parra from Chile. And they are going to be at the Columbia Pacific Heritage Museum in El Waco tomorrow night, Saturday night. And I have some folks here who are bringing us spring. That's, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that's what it's all about. The name of the event is Spring Into Fashion, but the group is actually one that I most much appreciate. That would be the AAUW, the American Association of University Women, and this is the Seaside branch. So I'm delighted to have you here. Carol Brenneman is the co-chair of the branch and of this
event yes,
as well. Mm-hmm. Well, they get you working, don't they?
Well, some responsibilities, you pick it up and you go with it.
Okay.
This has been kind of a fun event to plan.
So have you done this before?
No. Fashion, this kind of came about. Our branch is really to promote girls and women. And we first were inspired this last fall with a young woman in our community named Whitney Westerholm. And many of our members in our group are women who were born and raised in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s.
Yep.
when opportunities for women were not always so great. And as we looked at some of the things that Whitney was doing, we were rather inspired and became sort of her advocates. We first noticed her when she was in her football uniform and had been a kicker on the team. And at halftime, they announced the homecoming queen.
And it was Whitney.
And it was Whitney, yes.
I love it.
She took off her helmet and put on her crown.
Oh, that's great.
And it just delighted us.
So my other guest is Maureen Casterline. And Maureen and her husband used to be deeply involved in this radio station when we first started. Jim was one of our original board members, and I hadn't seen you in so long, I didn't even recognize you. So welcome back, Maureen, too. This is terrific. Now, as you said, describing this young woman, these possibilities were not available to many of the women. Looking at the three of us of our age in those times, you could have been homecoming queen, but you sure as heck weren't playing football, right. and to be both is like off the charts.
Right.
So, when you mention that about your group is most interested, I think isn't that true of all of AAUW that one of the big thrusts is education of girls and women. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Actually, that's been our thrust. The Seaside branch of AAUW is celebrating its 70th year.
Wow.
And what we do is promote the idea that women and girls, regardless of where you are in life, that access to education helps even the playing field. And it is a way to develop those opportunities that didn't always exist in the past. So we are a funder of scholarships for women who started their schooling, but because of family or other commitments stopped, and now have decided they would like to go back.
Mm-hmm.
And they are women that are truly inspirational to all of us because they have continued to think about how to make life better for themselves and for their families and recognize that education would be a key piece of that. But this year, Seaside AAUW also looked at girls whose families have always been able to survive well, family wage jobs that used to be available without a college degree, might not have someone at home who went to college. And so we also have a scholarship that we offer to a high school senior who would be the first in her family to go to college.
Okay.
And so we will be doing that for the second time this year, and that has been a kind of a new thrust for us. So
because going to that age, you mean? Usually you were working with older girls and women?
Usually providing scholarships for women who are returning to school after having been absent for some time.
Right.
And our foundation has now been in existence for approximately 10 years. 10 years ago, we were giving one $300 scholarship. This last year, we have given between $3,000 and $4,000.
Oh, how wonderful.
And so we feel like we have really grown a lot in the last 10 years.
So we don't talk about prices of tickets, but the event that you're having, which is coming up on the 7th of May, which is a week from tomorrow night, is at the Astoria Country Club, which is right off Highway 101. So do people buy tickets for that? And is that part of the fundraising that is going on?
Absolutely, yes.
We. I suppose you earn a lot of money from this group, don't you, Carol? You get paid big bucks to be the co-chair.
Yeah, the wages are awesome.
Yes. They are. Somehow or other, though, they all seem to have zeros. They all seem to be zeros. Yeah, so you're all volunteers.
We are absolutely all volunteers. Sure. We're having a dessert, which the country club provides some really luscious selections for us.
Nice.
And then we have had 10 of our merchants all the way from Cannon Beach, Maggie and Henry's from down there and La Luna Loca, all the way up to Warrenton, where TJ Maxx is a new merchant in the area, and some of the old timers like Sir Hars.
Are they providing?
They are providing
some
auction items that will be available for raffle, as well as all of the outfits that the various models will be, will be wearing.
Now, where did you get your models then?
Are
they young people or are they all age?
We have models, we have everything. We have children from the age of second graders, seven or eight years old, that are doing some modeling with some things from Nike. We have three men who have volunteered to face this group.
Okay.
And women. Women of all ages. We really wanted a variety. We wanted to appeal to everybody.
Are the clothes actually for sale, or was it more, this is a fun event, come and enjoy and your money, and that goes to scholarships.
Right.
And also be aware, we're not going to mention all of the participants, but those who come will understand these. Again, this community of ours, and
I've been very supportive.
When I use the word community of ours, I mean all over, have been wonderful. The local business is very generous. Sure.
But also, this is an opportunity for people to think about shopping locally, that you can look great and still support local merchants.
Absolutely.
And so we think that's a fun piece of this as well.
Right. Wonderful. Right. And also remembering that, because some people sometimes don't necessarily get it, that shopping locally, even if something costs a few bucks more because it's a small shop, an independent shop, the money stays in our community. It doesn't go to the corporate headquarters in Virginia or Texas or upstate New York or something. So, and that money comes back and supports. So how does someone get a ticket for this? Where do they go?
Well,
show up.
You can show up at the door, but we're hoping for you to do so ahead of time, because we were aiming to get 100 people there, and we are real close to that at this point.
Oh, my goodness. Good for you.
Can buy them at By the Way, which is a little gift shop next to the post office in Gearhart.
Okay.
Or at Beach Books in Seaside, or from any AAUW member.
Okay. So that's part of the trick. Mm-hmm. Is there a phone number someone could call for more information?
Yes. 503-717-2353.
Okay.
And that is my number, and I just happen to have a few tickets tucked away in my
just
pocket.
Like that. Just what like that. Mm-hmm. So if you see her go out the door, you can grab her and get those tickets. It's a very impressive that you guys, how many members do you have of AAUW Seaside?
Do you know that we just passed 50?
Bravo.
And we have had quite an increase this last year. Yeah, I think we are trying to do more things that reach out to the community that involve girls
and younger women. Yes.
And I think it has really sort of paid off.
Yeah.
Yes. In addition to our scholarship work, AAUW has meetings each month about timely topics in our community, keeping ourselves up to date. We also have a world-class book group. We have a movie group. We have a walking group, which calls themselves the Streetwalkers. but there are lots of activities. And in addition to that, of course, we provide scholarship opportunities.
It sounds like a very busy fun group. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, for full disclosure, I happen to be a member of AAUW here in Astoria.
Good.
And I got sucked in because they do a wonderful theater production each year.
Yes, they do.
And I would go every year. And finally, I said, all right, okay, I better join this group.
So, right.
I'm very much in admiration of what you're doing. Folks, put this on your calendar for next Saturday night, Spring Into Fashion, at the Astoria Country Club. And this is the American Association of University Women, AAUW in Seaside. And as much fun as they have, they do have a mission, and it sounds like they're doing a wonderful job following through on it. My guests, Carol Brenneman, she's shaking her envelope that all the tickets are in, and Maureen Casterline, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much
for all you're doing for the young and not so young women of our community.
Thank you, Carol.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I do have a piece of music coming up that I will share. I'm going to put it on right now. And then, let's see. I think what I want to play is something for Arbor Day. Because today, this very day, is Arbor Day. Arbor Trees. Take a look around and think about how important they are in our lives.
Wind sends old trees crashing, a bare sky greets the dawn. I think of friends who fought my fight. They tumble, now they're gone. Now who will love the land? Who will help us understand? Who will hold the sky up? Now the big trees are down. Now the big trees are down. Now the big trees are down. Who will hold the sky up? Now the big trees are down. Wise old voices tell me the sky upholds the sky, and old trees turn to leaf mold and grow flowers when they die. But we must guard those spaces where young flowers lift their faces. We must guard the green space. Now the big trees are down. Now the big trees are down, now the big trees are down. We must guard the green space, now the big trees are down. Let's sing of Brother Henry, hoeing beans in times long gone. In wildness is salvation, was the word he passed along. His soul could not be bought, and the God he never fought bids us stand and fight for Walden. Now the big trees are down. Now the big trees are down. Now the big trees are down. We'll stand and fight for Walden. Now
now the big trees are down.
Well, let's make sure that all those big trees don't come down. Too many of them already have, and they are so crucial to everything. And you know, I don't need to talk about that. Just to remember that every day is Earth Day, every day is Arbor Day, and we live in such a gorgeous part of the world that we want to make sure that it remains that way for everyone. And you are listening to Coast Community Radio. I have lots more guests coming up, so I'm going to have to tighten up a little bit here. So, Mike, oh, you know what? I'm going to have to let you say it. I've got the Gabriella, but you, I'll never be able to pronounce your last name. So let me just say Marco Davis is here. Hi, Marco.
Hello.
And he's here on two accounts. But first, we're going to talk about a party. Is
yes.
that right? Yeehaw.
The mother of all parties.
The mother. <Come on. laughs> Wow, this is exciting. Now, Gabriella, are you involved in this party?
Yes, I am.
Okay. First, tell us your full name, please. Slowly.
Oh, this will be interesting.
And come close to the mic. Yes.
Gabriella Halesikova.
Okay. Halesikova. Where is that from?
Czech Republic.
Ah, okay.
Makes sense, right?
Absolutely. It could even have a ski or an itch on the end, and that would work too. Okay. Gabriella, I don't really know her, but I do know her work, some of it, and it is fabulous.
Thank you.
Yeah, I saw it. What's the name of the place where we were, where the gig was? Where you
at the Norblad?
The Norblad,
yes.
Right.
And
yeah.
So this is the like the second follow-up party. So
okay.
Now we're doing it in the John Jacob Astor Hotel lobby, which is going to be known as the X Hotel when all of that happens.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
so, that's why people have had some confusion. What's the X Hotel?
Right.
It's where the John Jacob Astor
okay.
Hotel
and
is.
And what street is that?
That is on 14th and
okay.
Commercial.
Okay. Okay. It's, yeah, well, it's right across the street from you. What am I
literally.
Asking? Yeah, because it's the tall, tall, beautiful, used to be pink building that's, and it's
the tallest on the Oregon coast.
Is that right? Yeah.
Western Oregon, yes.
Wow, how cool is that? Mm-hmm. So what are you guys going to be doing?
Well, we're going to start off with an art show, and we have a photo booth that's set up that's a red carpet event since it is a premiere of a lot of things, you know, opening the space up and having a party like that in it. And Gabriella will tell us about some of the artists that are going to
okay, and
showing.
I should tell you this is happening a week from tomorrow night.
Yes.
Like too much else, but that's
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
The 7th of May. Tell us.
Well, the art part of the party yeah. starts at 7:30. And we're actually featuring pretty nice array of artists, local artists, as well as artists from Portland all the way to Brooklyn, you could say.
Hey, I'm from.
It was pretty interesting to put it all together, but.
Did you curate the show then, the artwork, or?
You could say that.
Okay.
It was me, and Marco helped, as well as Paul.
Mm-hmm.
We were actually very lucky. We had Mark Woolley help us. He basically provided a lot of the art for us, lent us a lot of the art. So his artists are Michael T. Hensley.
Oh, you know what? I don't think we're going to be able to. I still have a whole bunch of artists out
there.
So I think
okay.
we're not going to be able to go through all the names. Is this all written somewhere?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have it on a website?
Oh, I don't know if it's on the web.
On
the Facebook. We
yes.
have a Facebook event, and then there are
just
flyers up around town.
Just look for the mother of all parties.
Yeah.
The party like no other, the mother of all parties.
Is
and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 artists.
Right, and it's actually being called
the mother.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
Because it's right before Mother's Day, and then we're going to have
great.
Daylight and Company doing some performances, and then DJ Anjali and the Incredible Kid from Portland are going to do Bollywood dance beating.
7:30, and it's going to be going on until about 10:30.
Yeah.
From 9 o'clock, however, 21 plus.
Ah,
that's when
okay.
Dragolution comes on with a few of their numbers.
Okay, so you can bring the whole family at 7:30 and then send the kids away at 9 and hang out for the rest of the show.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay, now this is very exciting that you're using that space too.
Yes.
I'm very pleased with that because it's been used for many things in the past, but it needs.
It does. Paul even built us a stage. Great. I mean, it's awesome.
Great.
We have stage, we have drapes, we have, it's very interesting. As you come in off of commercial, mm-hmm. you actually meandered through these beautifully hung drapes that were custom made by us, custom installed.
Nice.
Then we have the gorgeous photo booth,
yep.
Which I really strongly encourage everyone to experience. Yeah. It'll be very different than what was at the Norblad, I have to say. then we have, Yeah. Need I say more?
No more.
Well, and if you don't know what we're talking about the Norblad party, you need to definitely come to this. I think it's going to be a glorious event. You don't have to stay for the whole thing. It's not like, start to finish. But it's definitely sounds like something especially local people should drop in and give a toast because this is the beginning of yet another wonderful project and using that space. Gabriella, are you staying around this area? Does that mean? Because when I saw your work before, I'd never heard of you before. And
yeah, well,
now you're still here, and that's great.
Let's see, I moved here a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And from a totally different place, from Naples, Florida, and I stayed. And I'm not leaving anytime soon, night and day. So it's really
smart
interesting.
Move.
Beautiful
yeah.
people, and wonderful community.
And a wonderful art community
that's
as
right.
well, and very welcoming. Yeah. Well,
so
thank
I'm not going
you.
Anywhere anytime
good.
Soon, dear.
Good, because we can use your creative juices
absolutely.
There as well.
Thank you.
Now, Marco, we have a choice. Are you going? Do you want to talk about the art in the park now, or do you want to come back on the 13th?
Oh, we can come back on the 13th.
Okay. So, folks, I'll just give you a little heads up. Put on your calendar on May 15th, which is a Sunday. Sunday in the Park with Art Part 2. And it's even more exciting because you're going to give a talk as well. This is going to be out at Fort Clatsop at the Lewis and Clark National Historic Park. So Marco will be back on the 2 weeks from today to talk about that one because I don't want to crush the time.
I know, you have, there are too many other people out there ready to talk to you.
I didn't know, there's a whole mess of artists from the student art show up at the
I'm
college.
Excited to see that. That's going to be fun.
Can I actually say, I'm so sorry, one more thing real quick.
No, please, please.
Whoever is not able to make it on Saturday, the day before Mother's Day, we're actually going to be open from, I'd say, noon or 1 o'clock in the afternoon till 5 the following Sunday on Mother's Day because there will be a cruise ship in town. Okay,
yes.
So we'll have the sign out. The door will be open. How it's a different experience than at nighttime.
But the art will be up.
But it'll be up, beautifully lit.
I'm so happy to hear that because some of us aren't going to be here that weekend. And I hate to miss a party, as you know.
I know.
At least we get to, experience
to see
the space and to
It's very magical, the juxtaposition of the contemporary art with the decayed space.
Absolutely.
It's
well, we
it's
had
really
an event.
Else.
Didn't Darren have an event there?
Yes, he did.
And it blew me away because those of us been here for a while know that space and we walked into it and it was like, oh my God, it's magnificent. So I can't wait to see what you guys
Paul
have done
has been
to
working
it.
On
good
night
good.
And day for months.
Isn't it one that's part of the excitement about this town is it's the oldest European settlement in the West and yet there are young people coming in and putting all this energy into taking some of these old buildings, opening them up, making the windows show, lightening them up, and bringing life back. And I think it's all about the art.
Well, and it's great, too, because Paul's a local kid.
Absolutely.
You know? So, you know, he's bettering
he's
his
into
hometown.
It.
Yeah.
Absolutely, as is Marco.
Yeah.
So,
I'm new.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Yeah, Gabriella, you and I are the... I've only been here 42 years, so I don't count either.
You do, too.
Okay.
Everybody counts.
Well, this song is for Marco.
Oh,
thank you.
And thank you, Margaret.
How could anyone ever tell you you were anything less than beautiful? How could anyone ever tell you you were less than whole? How could anyone fail to notice that your loving is a miracle? How deeply you're connected to my soul. How could anyone ever tell you you were anything less than beautiful? How could anyone ever tell you you were less than whole? How could anyone fail to notice that your loving is a miracle? How deeply you're connected to my soul. How could anyone ever tell you you were anything less than beautiful? How could anyone ever tell you you were less than whole? How could anyone fail to notice that your loving is a miracle? How deeply you're connected to my soul. How could anyone ever tell you you were anything less than beautiful? How could anyone ever tell you you were less than whole? How could anyone fail to notice that your loving is a miracle? How deeply you're connected to my soul. How could anyone ever tell you you were anything less than beautiful? How could anyone ever tell you you were less than whole? How could anyone fail to notice that your loving is a miracle? How deeply you're connected to my soul. How could anyone ever tell you you were anything less than beautiful? How could anyone ever tell you you were less than whole? How could anyone fail to notice that your loving is a miracle? How deeply you're connected to my soul. How could anyone ever tell you you were anything less than beautiful? How could anyone ever tell you you were less than whole? How could anyone fail to notice that your loving is a miracle? How deeply you're connected to my soul.
Yeah. How could anybody? That goes out to all my voca people, too, big and little. Goes out to all of us. And thanks again to Margaret. So, and putting the accent marks in because I ought. Okay, last act of the day. Ooh. Golly gee, how did we run out of time so fast? There are five artists in here, but only four of them are going to participate, apparently. Don't ask me. The exciting news is that opening up on Thursday the 5th, that's this coming Thursday, the Royal Nebuchadnezzar Art Gallery does not mess around. The Thinking Outside the Box came down last night, and the new show is going to be going up. And the new show is the Clatsop Community College Art Student Exhibition. So congratulations. We have quite a variety of students here, I must say, in terms of, I'm sure, what they do, and also their ages. And we also have Kristen Schock. I asked her to come along because she has the backstory and can kind of fill us in. Kristen, why don't you give us an overview, and then I'm going to talk to Nora and Carl and Cheryl about what the heck they're doing up there.
Absolutely. We're really excited every year. The student show is our grand finale. We showcase student artwork that's been made throughout this past year, going all the way back to spring term, any pieces that weren't necessarily exhibited in the student show, in last year's show. And we have students who are exhibiting work from all the different classes that we offer up at the college, okay. This different studio
courses.
Who
is the judge this year?
The judge this year is Grace Sanchez.
Yes.
And you might, if you were lucky enough to see the show, this past show, Thinking Outside the Box. She had a beautiful box.
She did. And actually, she was right here in the studio a few last month and told us all about it.
And even yesterday, we had a panel discussion.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I mean, for the listeners on the radio, they heard. And she was here a couple of years ago, too, with her other exhibit. So that's very exciting to see people coming in and out. So let's see who's doing what. Nora Cook, what you're going to need to get right there in the mic. What class are you taking? What kind of work are you doing?
Well, I'm in the basic design classes now. This will be the third one I've done with Kristen. And I really like doing the 3D stuff. We did wire last term, and that was my favorite. I made a wolf and a bear. And
how big?
He's about a foot and a half long, a foot tall.
I like this.
Yeah.
He is.
Uh-huh.
Not
I gave
it
him a
is.
Name
he
and
is.
Everything.
Oh,
yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. Are you an animal lover?
Yeah, I'm a biology major, actually. I'm in the biology courses, too, so I want to be a wildlife biologist.
So what made you decide to take art classes?
Well, I needed an arts and letters credit, so I took the first design class, and it was just really, really fun, so I've kept going.
Wow, so did you discover things in yourself that you didn't know you had? Some of your personal creativity and...
Well, I did learn that I really like expressing some of my love for animals in the art, because then other people can see it without me having to rant for hours about how cute polar bears are.
That's an excellent, excellent, so the practicality. But you're learning skills to be able to express that.
Yeah, exactly.
Wonderful, wonderful. So you are a regular college student?
Mm-hmm, yeah, I'm full-time. This is my fifth term now at the college up there.
And did you grow up here?
No, actually, I've lived in Warrenton for almost 5 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to figure it out because I have no idea how old you are, but you're not very old, especially compared to some of us in this room.
Yeah, I finished high school 2 years ago.
Okay, folks, you get my point.
Well, and I also wanted to be sure to mention that Nora is going with us on our trip to Europe this summer. Really excited to have her along
yeah,
for
Nora,
that experience.
Nora has lots of facets. I met her last night, and she's like involved in 4,000 things. So next week when the show opens, I bet all these students are going to be there. And look for the young woman with purple hair. And and find out more about Nora and her story. Maybe she'll come back on when we have more time, too. Carl McMurtry, what are you doing up at the art department?
Yeah, right now I'm actually taking two different courses. I'm taking the printmaking class with Mickey, and I'm also taking...
Mickey Souza.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's great. And I'm also taking the ceramics class, the atmospheric firing class, to be specific, with Richard Rowland.
Good for you. Now, are you a full-time student?
No, actually, I'm on the faculty right now. I'm teaching in the math department. I just returned back. I was a student at Clatsop many years ago, and I've gone on and done other things and went and got a master's degree, and now I'm teaching math up there.
Good for you. So did you grow up here?
No, but my parents moved here when I was in high school. So.
Okay. I wonder sometimes how people get to Clatsop College
right.
if they didn't grow up here. So what are you going to be showing?
Well,
you don't
see.
Know.
Right, I don't know.
That's right.
It's been
dirty,
so.
You guys enter your pieces and you hope for the best.
Right.
Okay.
And unfortunately, with the printmaking, the class hasn't been able to actually take place this year, except for this semester, right? Yeah, there's not enough interest, unfortunately. There's some diehards of us who always are going for it. But we had the numbers this time, and so it's great.
Oh, so it is happening.
It is happening.
What?
This is spring term.
It's a spring term? Oh,
yeah.
Good.
It's happening right now, but I don't know. I don't think many people were able to get their work in because of it just
right,
because
it takes a little longer and the show is right at the beginning.
Exactly.
Do you recommend that people take printmaking?
Absolutely, absolutely. If you're a 2D artist in any kind of discipline, printmaking makes you think in a very different way, and it's great. I would definitely recommend anyone try it.
And I have to say, although Kristen always says, anybody, just come to my class, you will be fine. I'm totally intimidated. But I did a printmaking workshop with when the Maoris were here from New Zealand, and I loved it.
It's great, isn't it?
And I still have my little piece, you know.
We're really excited about Mickey as our instructor, Mickey Ella Souza. She's fantastic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wonderful. And now Cheryl Capellan.
Capellan.
I almost got it right. Jeez. Capel. I just have to put an accent mark there. Cheryl, you, I would say, are our most mature student in the room.
Indeed, yes.
And if I were a student, I'd be even more. Well, I don't know about mature, but older. So, what are you taking at the college?
Well, I'm taking the ceramics class with Richard Rowland. I am actually a Clatsop College graduate.
Oh my God! That's
probably the first one. I don't.
So, did you grow up here?
I did.
Okay.
Yes.
Your maiden name was
Wadsworth.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Most of us locals know about that one.